This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the better part of 4 weeks now, Bobby, the Saints look like a completely undisciplined team, and the high-priced stars aren't playing like high-priced stars, making too many mistakes.
Yeah, even the start of the game, too many mistakes, being undisciplined with the penalties. And I don't know, we didn't even get to the meat of the schedule. You know, you think about games we think they're going to win, but, you know, it changes every year. But then you got the Seahawks coming to town. I don't know, we should win. Who knows, we don't have any momentum going. I don't know. I can tell you right now, with the Seahawks coming to town, I mean, I think the approach, okay, who looks better if you're truly objective? Who looks better at playing the quarterback position? I'm not saying whether you heard or not, Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston.
Andy Dalton.
You remember when I told you in training camp that if you just flew down from Mars and you don't know anything, you just know American football, the basic rules, and you're just watching everyone play. You know, we talked about Paulson and Debo, the outstanding camp he had. He didn't have a necessarily outstanding game today. Lattimore either. Lattimore wasn't guarding Mike Evans. he was guarding Justin Jefferson. Now, I think Justin Jefferson is going to burn a lot of people, but I don't know why he was talking smack to Justin Jefferson, because Justin Jefferson had Lattimore's number. Look, 10 catches, 147 yards, 15-yard average, and Christian, it could even have been maybe a little worse than that. But just looking at, okay, what I witnessed in training camp and now in this season, the offense just seems more stable and more precise when Andy Dalton at the helm. Nothing against Jameis Winston. It's not as erratic as up and down. So
it had a little bit more rhythm to it today.
Yes. More sustained drives. You felt like you had a chance. Now, when Andy Dalton, he came fumble in the pocket. You know, when you fumble, considering. But our defense was outstanding. I'm glad you gave the game ball to the red zone defense. But, you know, that's what we expected it to be, outstanding red zone defense. You know why? Because we were number one. We were number one in the NFL last year in red zone defense, not giving up touchdowns. They were only 2 of 5. If we don't play outstanding red zone defense and force field goals, we'd have got crushed. And then when you look at it, they were 5 for 5 on field goals. I think overall that's a winning defense. But if you look at these two areas again, we're minus one for the game, not plus one. We're minus one for the game, now minus 7 for the season. Boy, trying to play catch up to be on that plus side, to be considered like, you know, a playoff team. And you can understand the rhyme and reason why you're winning and losing. Now, if you look at, like you said, undisciplined team, and this is something that's not going to change. It could be 100 years from now, American football. Unless, I don't know, they might change the rules, but if you have 9 penalties or more, or you have 100 yards or more, it's like giving up a touchdown. Well, you know, just giving up one of those. But we gave up 10 for 102 yards. So that's like a double whammy. Now, you might say, oh, well, the roughs. Yeah, the rough missed. They missed a couple of calls, but they didn't miss like 10 calls. You know, when you look at it. I think it's just the way the Saints are right now. With us being undisciplined, like, for instance, the past two games coming into the Vikings game, we had 12 offensive penalties. Not penalties in the game, like 6 a game, like 12 just offensive penalties. And again, we had false starts with Throgmorton. I think he had 2 on him. Then you got holding, so you just add it all up. So when you look at that, it just goes to show you Now, I think this is a sample size that you could count because we played four games now, right? You know, we'd always break down the season in quarters when you're playing 16 games. But after four games, it's more than 2-1. The Saints have 34 penalties, the Vikings 16. So you look at their records and you look at how the games are going to be close. So that's what I'm saying. When I look at the turnover margin and then I look at the penalties, pro or con. Now, you don't think Las Vegas at all, they know what they're doing. This kind of blew my mind, Christian, when I was thinking at the end. Okay, the final score was 28-25. Before we went on, you know what the point spread was? The Vikings were favored by 3. So let's say I said, man, take the Saints and the points. I don't know if they'll win. I think it'll be a close game. But this, I think the Saints will at least cover. It's a push. Vegas, they love that. The house loves that. 28-25 went from 2.5 to 3 points. This is another thing about the defense. Even though the Vikings, they got weapons and they were scoring, because they had scored on 6 of their last 7 possessions, but 5 of them were field goals. So I still think if you don't turn over the ball, don't give them a short field. Think about how we responded. They got 9 points basically off of 2 turnovers, and that was like 9 points, 3 field goals, and then the fake punt. The fake punt, I count that as like a turnover. Because they extend and they're going forward. We're getting out, coach. That was one of our strengths. We had a top 10 special teams last year. I think we're in the bottom 10 now. Our special teams suck. We're not getting it done. We came into the game. We were usually averaging this with Deontay Hardy. You know, I said you got to average like double digits, 10 or more yards punt return because it's one less first down you got to get. And if you can get around 14 yards, then you're like a Pro Bowl or All-Pro type thing. Well, we were giving up 10 yards of punt return coming into the game. Well, we gave up 11.5. And Hardy averaged, we averaged 2. No, last year we were doing the opposite. We were getting 11.5 and only giving up 2. If you're over 25 yards, 26, a kick return considering, that's legit. Well, they averaged 26.5 yards. We averaged 20. So, no, then you don't cover the fake punt and all that. No, special teams, we're not good enough to have any liability. So, I think our defense at times, look at turnovers. No, you can make a list of like 4 or 5 things. But this is why you 1-3.
The biggest reason why? The Saints have played 240 minutes of total action. All right, 240 minutes in 4 games.
And how much you had the lead?
Less than 6 minutes.
They've had the lead only for 6 minutes.
Less than 6 minutes.
So always playing catch-up.
Pretty much.
So always playing catch-up behind the 8 ball. Well, really, when you think about the start of the game, they go, now think about this, and we take pride in our defense. They go 13 plays. Now, we buckle down. They had 13 plays. They basically had the ball 7 minutes, and we're losing 7-0. So, yeah, and we were outstanding on third down defense, and they made 4 third downs on that drive, and Chris, like, and they only ended up 5 of 14, and they made 4 on that initial drive. So other than that, we were outstanding on third down defense. They were only 5 of 4, 36%. But like I said, we didn't start the game good, but we were good overall. This and that today. Okay, look at this. Like penalties. Okay, like you get a first down by rushing or by passing or by penalty. Guess how many penalties the Vikings got to give them a first down?
Total? In the
total.
Game? 5.
5, exactly. 5. You know how many the Saints got? 0. So, I mean, you can look at all these little bitty things, how you stop them. Oh, got a penalty. They get a first down. So that's undisciplined to me. That Dennis Allen, to me, has to be a hard-ass to the players. No, come on, man to man, you say this is unacceptable. And if you can't get it right, then we're going to get someone else. Now, you know, when you invested all this money in these players, sometimes they get, and tell you know what. But it just has to be a whole team concept that we have to hold one another accountable, had been the case. If you look at Dalvin Cook, he's eating this up in the past. Well, he only had he only averaged 3.8 yards a run. He had a long gain, I know, 14, but he wasn't a 100-yard rusher. We actually ran the ball better per average than the Vikings. You know, we need to give a honorable mention to Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray basically knows the Saints offense, but he comes off the street. Okay? Here's a cat that comes off the street, practice squad. He's a veteran, and he averaged 5.2 yards a carry. Look how hard he was running. I don't know. They're similar style runners, but he looks like a better version version of Mark Ingram right now. I don't know. To me, I'd rather go with Latavius Murray. And Christian, I had saved this because I talked about this before the game. That you look at Latavius Murray, okay, he's 32 years of age. You know, he's just a month younger than Mark Ingram. So the Saints have they don't have the oldest running back in the NFL, but now they have 2 and 3. So here they got Mark Ingram's number 2. They got
Latavius Murray didn't look
3.
Old to me.
No, he looked like he was ready to roll, and the game was not too big for him. But Christian, you know, he's rushed for like 1,300 yards in a Saints uniform and 9 touchdowns in 2 seasons. So we got to give him an honorable mention. Looking on the defensive side, you know who else we got to give an honorable mention to? Kentavious Street. You know, he's the one that gave Drew Brees the business. Remember when he, with the 49ers, hurt his shoulder? He ended up having a sack. He had 2 quarterback hurries, and he had a tackle for a loss. So as far as putting pressure on the quarterback, we were a little inconsistent. At times, it seemed like Kirk Cousins had too much time. Then at other times, we really got after him. I thought Cam, Jordan at time, even Davenport. But it wasn't like on that consistent basis that we need to have. Now, Lattimore was very active. They wouldn't shy away from him. He ended up having 10 total tackles, 7 unassisted. But then look at Tyrann Mathieu. Honey Badger finally got nice interception. Boy, that shows you his hands, how good they still are. Even though he's getting older, you know, you still – that one play, I'm trying to think, it might have maybe Cook an 11-yard run. And Cam didn't have containment, and then Tyrann Mathieu, like, missed the tackle on him. So you still see that with Honey Badger. But overall, I thought, man, it was just a gut punch. It was just, boy, look at Will Lutz. Can we have any more, like, the ball not bouncing your way, bad luck? It hits the upright, then hits the crossbar. It could have maybe crawled in, but it didn't. Look, a 61-yarder, yeah, that's, to me, Lutz right now as far as, because that was still pretty accurate. As far as the length and the accuracy, to me, a 60, 61-yarder for Lutz is like another kick of maybe 50, 51-yarder. Because he has the leg to do it. And, you know, I can look at the throws downfield, like Dalton Talave, you know, plus 32, great throw. And we're going to break it down, you know, more. And I'm going to look at all my notes. But it's just a disheartening win. And I can tell you right now, with us at 1-3, I'd be shocked considering the strength of schedule coming up if we get the 10 wins. I'm not saying that's impossible. But, Christian, I thought right now that we would be 3-1 at the worst, 2-2, and we 1-3. So that's why I'm leaning more right now kind of to 8-9, 9-8. Best case scenario. I'm not talking about double-digit wins anymore.
If they don't clean up the penalties, it might be 4 or 5 wins.
Or you can't be minus.
Yeah.
No, I still think we could turn around. No.
All right. You're still hopeful.
Well, I'm still hopeful because, you know, we have a lot of games to play. But right now, if you're truly objective, you cannot say that what we've witnessed, even in training camp and in actual games now, I'm not talking about who's hurt, not hurt. You can't say Jameis Winston's better than Andy Dalton. He just isn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buckeye football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.